Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Real glad that you could join us for another segment. You know, there are a lot of questions and concerns about flu season and the COVID-19 pandemic, a twindemic, if you will. Now, amid increased uncertainty, doctors are still actively helping their communities to stay protected and healthy. Well, joining us here on Health Professional Radio today to talk about how parents can prepare their families for this year's flu season while still navigating this global pandemic is Dr. Ravi Jhaveri. Thank you so much for joining us here on Health Professional Radio.
Thanks, Neil. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, give our listeners a bit of background into your area of expertise. Where do you practice and what is it that you practice?
Yeah, so I'm in pediatric infectious disease. I'm associate division head here at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. And I'm also a professor of pediatrics at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. And so I take care of children both inside the hospital and outside the hospital with common or severe infectious diseases.
I can only speak for myself, but personally, once March hit, I kind of forgot about the flu, even though the flu season comes every year. We all get flu shots. How is this flu season going to really look different than last flu season?
So the flu, as you pointed out, Neil, is something that comes at us every single year. It's a highly contagious respiratory illness, and it really takes its toll on our society each year. Last year, 56 million Americans were sickened with the flu, many of whom needed hospitalizations, and some of whom even died of complications of the flu. Some years are much worse than that. And as to what is going to happen this year, I'm not going to make a prediction. It could range from a mild year to a really severe year. What I will say is that depending on what happens with COVID-19 cases continuing to circulate in our community, I think the combination really could have severe impacts on our doctor's offices, on our emergency departments, and on our inpatient hospitals. And so it's up to us to do whatever we can to try to reduce our risk of the flu.
Many of us seem to think that all the other illnesses have kind of taken a back seat to COVID-19, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. Are there any glaring symptoms that a person can look for to say, hey, I've got one or the other, or is this something that we should maybe wait and get all of it at the same time, or can we afford to wait for a COVID-19 vaccine?
So I think the short answer is there's a lot of overlap between the symptoms of flu and COVID-19. I think, you know, a textbook case of the flu, we tend to think about very abrupt onset of fever and chills and muscle aches. And maybe that might be the one distinguishing feature compared to COVID-19. The patients that I've seen with COVID-19 have had tended to have a bit more gradual in onset. But, you know, there are other patients that may be sick with the flu for several days. So, there's enough overlap. What I would say is if you've got symptoms, you really ought to reach out to your doctor and then discuss the need for testing.
Although you should just go ahead and get a flu shot like you do every year, there are misconceptions that surround the regular seasonal flu shot, let alone the misconceptions about a possible vaccine, a coming vaccine, or an existing vaccine when it comes to COVID-19. Can you clear up some of the misinformation for us?
Yeah, so absolutely. I just want to go back to the idea that everybody, as you pointed out, everybody age 6 months and older is recommended to receive the flu vaccine. And that's a CDC recommendation, and that's part of the reason why I'm partnering with AstraZeneca to help get this message out. As far as the myths that are out there, I think the one I hear the most is that people have concerns that the vaccine itself causes symptoms of the flu. The vaccine, both the injectable as well as needle-free, is an altered version, either just a part of the virus, not the whole thing, or is a very weakened form that only basically replicates in your nose. And so when we give the vaccine, it tends to be early in the season, so in September or in October and November, and the flu itself doesn't circulate until later December, January, February, March at its peak. And so when people get sick around the time they got vaccine, it's because they acquired one of the other respiratory viruses that circulate, whether it's the cold virus, whether it's the RSV virus or something else that's out there. It's not because of the vaccine.
Is there any way that the normal flu could turn into COVID-19? Is that something that people believe?
Could the flu turn into COVID-19? No, they're completely different viruses with different biology. Mm-hmm. They share is the ability to be transmitted through larger air droplets. So mm-hmm. many of the things that we're doing to protect ourselves against COVID-19 should also help reduce our risk of the flu. So wearing a mask is protective. Washing your hands frequently will be protective. If others are sick, staying away from them or having them self-quarantine. If you yourself are sick or if your family is sick, having yourselves quarantined, those are all going to be protective against the flu as well. So I would, again, stress those same things, but additionally say, you know, everybody should be getting their flu vaccine.
As we go back to school, we're in school, we're out of school. How do families protect against the flu vaccine, you know, normally, but in conjunction with this global pandemic?
Yeah. So again, you know, stressing that everyone get the flu vaccine that can get it. They can get information about the flu vaccine at prepareforflu.com. But I would stress, you know, talking to your doctor, making the best decision for you and your family, which version of the flu vaccine is right for you, which one is available to you, where you're going to get it. Is it going to be in the doctor's office? Is it going to be at a pharmacy or at an urgent care or at a public health clinic? There are many options that are out there for patients and families to do what they can to protect themselves.
You know, we talked a little bit about some of the misconceptions. I think those misconceptions are surrounded by lots of fear. Talk about some of the fear that's been generated by COVID-19 and maybe dispel some of those fears when it comes to getting a flu shot, especially for the kids that are going back to school.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. I think that the fear stems from the idea about uncertainty and the unknown, you know, and I think that there's variability from year to year with the flu and flu season. What I would say is, you know, we've been vaccinating people for decades against the flu. It's still the single best option that we have for preventing flu beyond the common hygiene measures that we talked about. And so we recommend it for everyone. There's many options for people to get, and I would just urge them to talk to their doctor. Really get the evidence-based information from your physician or medical provider about which vaccine is right for you.
Where can our listeners get some more information about the flu vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, and how to keep our families protected?
So as far as flu vaccine, I think prepareforflu.com is a great resource for people. I can't really comment at this point on the COVID-19 vaccine. I think we're still waiting for more information about what is coming down the line. So beyond that, I can't really offer any specific information about that.
Well, I thank you for joining us here on the program. Thank you very much, and I'm hoping we'll speak again in the future.
Yes, I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Ravi Javeri. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.